listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Always enjoy talking to Levi Lusco. Levi, I appreciate you being on the show today. And I'm joined now in studio by Tracy Rodden. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Tracy, thanks for having me.
Tracy's got a long history at Calvary Church as a volunteer in ministry, still working, yeah, you and your husband with the Marriage and Family Enrichment Program.
Yes.
And you're a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids.
I am. It's very, very satisfying ministry to be a part of.
Well, let's talk about that history a little bit. Of course, Holly Slade.
Yes.
Holly and Dave Slade and Associates are sponsors of the programming on KLYT for many, many years.
Yeah.
Holly's the founder of the organization, your good friend.
Yes.
And she could be with us today. Tracy, you've planned a Find Out How You Can Feed New Mexico Kids event.
Yes.
But before we go to that, we're going to ask you about your involvement.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's not too boring, but I have a passion for hungry children. And one of the reasons that I have that passion is as a young child, I had food insecurity. And that's a new word if you're not familiar with it, but it pretty much means every day you think about food because you're hungry. And that was an issue for me growing up because I was raised by my mom for many years, and she was heavily involved in drugs and alcohol. And so my sister and I were left to our own a lot. And so, it, you know, like a lot of things that happen to you when you're a child, they kind of, they always stay in you and carry through you as an adult. And now I'm going to admit on the radio, I'm going to be 53 in a couple months, but I have found that.
Tracy, if it makes you feel any better, I was that a decade ago.
Yeah. Some people tell me, oh, you're just a baby. It makes me feel better.
That's right.
Until I have to, you know, move around and my knees, you know, argue. But, I always have that in the back of my mind. Costco knows me very well. When I walk in, they say, welcome. I always have a full pantry at my house. So a couple years ago, I worked for Calvary for many years. I had that privilege to work in women's ministry, and I left and I had some extra time. So I thought, well, I'm going to help Holly with Feed New Mexico Kids and pack. And so I would show up once a week, pack a snack pack. Then I started helping to deliver food to schools, which I'll talk about in a minute, you know, how we do that. And then I would talk to everybody about Feed New Mexico Kids that I'd run into, because I am a person that believes and raised my kids that you should always be serving. And I think this is a really worthy thing to be serving for. And so I was driving home one day. I remember the Lord kind of, not audibly, but kind of nudging me saying, you can do more. And I thought, no, I'm good. Like, I have enough on my plate. And so, having been a Christian since I was 19, I know to obey quickly because that's always the best. And I went to Holly and I said, hey, you know, I'm happy to continue packing and delivering, but if you need more, then I'm happy to do that too. She said, yes, I've been praying for that. And, you know, like you said, she's a friend of mine. And so I started talking to people about Feed New Mexico Kids in a bigger scale. And what I noticed is a lot of people would say, well, where are the parents for these hungry children? Isn't the government taking care of that? And so I thought, you know what? We need to have an awareness event to cast the net wider in New Mexico, because people don't really understand how serious a problem it actually is.
And this
is
not just an Albuquerque thing.
It's not.
Feed New Mexico Kids. You need churches in Las Cruces.
Right.
You need businesses in Las Cruces. You need businesses in Portales.
Right.
And, you know, our radio station goes to all of those communities.
So we actually, so what I thought next was we needed a documentary. And I have a really good friend. Her name is Sarah Canafani, and she owns Luminance Productions. And she had made a documentary before, for the War Veterans Memorial in Angel Fire. And I said, hey, Sarah, you can totally say no. Because when you're in ministry, you ask for everything for free, right? Because all the money that comes in, you need it to buy food. Mm-hmm. And she said, basically, stop talking. I'm going to do it. So we actually went to Las Lunas to film a lot of our documentary that will be shown at our event.
Mm. Give us the details of the event. Calvary Church West Side on October 22nd.
On October 22nd, it begins at 7 o'clock. And what we do is we ask people to register. And we have invitation cards. You can go to the website to register for the event. It's $25 a person. Mm-hmm. But just know that all that money that, not all that money, but when you buy tickets, that will go to buy food for children.
Well, we've talked about the efficiencies with Holly. I mean, mm-hmm. all of the money, there's nobody paid on the staff.
There's not.
One person, Zanetta, who does some administrative stuff, but she's actually paid by Calvary Church.
Yeah.
There's a lot being done by Legacy Church, and they're paying their personnel over there. But the actual ministry of Feed to Mexico Kids is just buying food and packaging.
Right.
So you're buying some Ziploc bags and things to help put all this together. So the efficiencies, people can absolutely trust this nonprofit is using your money exactly the way you want it to be. $25 to go to the event. Again, this is October 22nd, and it's going to be held at Calvary Church West Side.
Yep.
Going to be coffee available. SOPO is going to be providing coffee.
Yeah, we'll have cookies. Mm. We'll have coffee, tea, lemonade. We're going to have the Kipsies, which is a Christian band. They'll be playing live for us there. We're going to show the documentary. We're going to have an MC there. We'll have two other speakers. One is a special guest that's kind of a surprise. Holly will speak, of course. And I think the most important thing to understand is people, once they understand the severity of hunger in New Mexico, their heart says, oh, that I want to do something about that, but then they don't know what to do. Or they feel like it's too overwhelming. You know, they can't do all of it, or they don't have a ton of time. So we're going to show people that you can you can pack a snack pack. You can donate a box of ravioli. You can start your own Feed New Mexico Kids at your church. You know, so there's a lot of ways to help. And this is designed in a way that when we work as a community and as a team, I think we have a really good shot at eradicating hunger in New Mexico. I really do.
That warms my heart, because to actually solve a problem.
Imagine, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
And it's not that far away.
Right.
Right now, with probably 5 or 6 different churches, mm-hmm. you're taking care of about half the problem mm-hmm. in Albuquerque. Gosh, getting another 5 or 6 churches in Albuquerque,
right.
getting 5 churches in Las Cruces,
right.
getting 4 or 5 in Portales.
Yeah.
I mean, it wipes out the hunger problem in those communities for children.
For children, but you know, here's something that people don't think about is if we have 130,000 hungry children in New Mexico, they're not going to be a child forever, right? They're going to become an adult. And what kind of an adult do you want them to become? You know, I hear a lot of complaining about our state, safety and different things that I probably don't want to go into too much. But
well, let me stop you there.
Yeah,
because
okay.
You know, we might as well quote some of the statistics.
Yeah.
Kids Count 2021, Child Welfare, mm-hmm. and they have some objective criteria. They rank New Mexico 49th in mm-hmm. child welfare. Homelessness, we're 44th. And some of these are dated, and they change 1 or 2 places. But the one that bothers me the most is we're number 1 in childhood hunger in the country. And some of that data is back from 2013, but currently – that is true.
Right.
And we need that to change. And here's the exciting part. We can change it.
We can change it. And, you know, here's the other part of it is, you know, we go to Starbucks, we go out to eat, we get fast food instead of making food at home. What if we just skipped a Starbucks once a week and gave that money to feed a child, to an organization, Feed New Mexico Kids, that we know they're going to buy food? And the unique thing about Feed New Mexico Kids is we pack gallon Ziploc bags. I was just doing it this morning. and all the food that's in that Ziploc bag is given directly to a child and is a food item that a five-year-old can make for themselves. You know, there are other organizations that help feed people in New Mexico, but we focus on the child.
And you're trying to provide mm-hmm. food for the weekends. Right now, most of the public schools, yeah. I guess based on Title I considerations, most of the schools are able to provide breakfast and lunch for children during the week.
Yes.
But nothing on the weekends.
Right. And if you think about it, you know, you and I might be so excited to have a three-day weekend, right? We're going to have Monday off for whatever reason. But a child who has a three-day weekend knows that's an extra day they're not going to have food because they're not going to school. Or it's the Christmas holiday or it's the summer break or Thanksgiving that's coming up, you know? And when you, the average adult, when they're famished, we call it hangry. Look at all the mistakes you make as an adult. But a child who's hungry, they can't focus in school. Their education suffers. Their relationships suffer. One of the people that we're going to have at the event speak is Dr. Coyle. And he's a pediatrician here in Albuquerque. And his practice is working very hard for community awareness. And he's going to speak on the physical effects of hunger on children. So why do we have to accept that? It really bothers me. We do so many things, you know, that draw awareness. Why can't we draw awareness to this issue and do something about it? It's fixable.
It's a solvable problem. No question.
Yeah.
No question. That's really been my singular focus in supporting Feed New Mexico Kids and frequently having Holly on the program and mm-hmm. so blessed to have you on and mm-hmm. hear from a volunteer standpoint, you know, why you're involved. And is it hard to volunteer to go pack snack packs, or is that just something that's part of your routine now?
So if you, it's for me personally, it's not hard. Honestly, I just show up and there's always something to do. So that's kind of the thing about volunteering. There's always something to do if you show up on the right day at the right time. But if you want to help, you know, pack a snack pack, you can go to feednmkids.com and sign up. How I originally started is I carved out one morning every day of the week or for one day of the week that I knew I was going to get up and go for an hour, mm-hmm. 1 hour to just stand there and pack a snack pack. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world.
And let's go over some of the stuff in a snack pack. So a snack pack's in a 1 gallon Ziploc bag, non-perishable, easy open, single serve food items. And includes beef ravioli, kind of with a pull top lid, mac and cheese, single serve, pudding mm-hmm. cups. Now, there may be some nutritionists listening to this going, gee, this isn't the most healthy thing
that I've
ever heard
of. Okay, Jim, I have
an
answer for that.
Good.
And I'm not the most eloquent person, but this kind of bothers me because it comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're giving them ramen. You know what? A child who's hungry is more likely to commit suicide. Mm. Pick.
Yeah.
You know, and if it bothers you, you can write us a check.
And Holly calls them belly fillers.
Yeah.
So it actually makes them feel good. It's not yeah. bad for them.
Right.
And again, you've emphasized this is all food that a five-year-old
yeah.
could take advantage of. They don't have to cook it.
Right.
Now, some people I know, I've heard of this. I've actually heard that my children like eating ramen.
Oh, yeah. That's a college staple
yeah,
if you're a student.
I like ramen if you put hot water in it. But
yeah.
I've heard the kids even just eat it without yeah. putting water in it.
Well, the kids do have access to hot water. Sometimes if they have their own containers, they can take those containers and go to like a corner store and they'll let them use the hot water there. But, you know, you and I think about food because we have food in a different way than somebody who is hungry and doesn't have food, mm-hmm. right? Would I want every child to have a whole meal made from, you know, whole foods, you know, every night a dinner made? Absolutely 100%. But I don't know how to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, I've heard that people are, they don't understand the thought that has gone mm-hmm. behind the snack packs. It's designed to be very intentionally discreet.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers at a public school on a Friday can get snack packs to students. They can put them inside of their own backpack so nobody knows they've gotten them. There's no embarrassment, no humiliation. Now, there's other programs out there, and we're not criticizing them, but but they call them backpack programs where they're actually handing you another backpack and you got to turn that in every week. And so your organization, Feed New Mexico Kids, has thought about that and thought, well, maybe that even puts additional pressure on the kids.
Well, because you even have mid school and high school students that, you know, they're shy and they don't want to be embarrassed and they don't, nobody wants to be known as a kid who doesn't have food or is hungry because it's tied to shame and it's tied to money, and neglect. But, we purposely, partner with APS and other schools, Rio Rancho schools, Valencia County schools, to help us identify the kids that they think might be hungry. And that could be as simple as a teacher noticing a child's nodding off or a child is asking other children at lunch, hey, are you going to eat that? So the teacher will identify the child, contact us through maybe even a school liaison and say, hey, we need this many snack packs. So they'll be delivered to the school in the Ziploc bags and the teacher just slips it in the backpack. And that's just,
I'm going to offer a challenge to our listeners. If you want to really think about this thoughtfully, and we're going to remind you again that October 22nd, the Find Out How You Can Feed New Mexico Kids event is happening at Calvary Westside, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. That's October 22nd. Need you to go online to feednmkids.com, and you can register for the event there and buy tickets. Whatever the ticket price is, that donation, $25, will go to buying food.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, as close to 100% of that's actual food. The other residual is for packaging items.
Right.
Nobody's putting any money in their pocket. There's no overhead.
Right.
It's all run by volunteers like Tracy. So I want to emphasize that. But here's my challenge.
Okay.
I'll even let you have a Friday night meal this Friday. But Saturday morning, I want you to pick up your Bible and think about Feed New Mexico Kids and think about prayerfully and fasting. That there are children that don't have any food on Saturday morning. And they don't have any food at Saturday at noon or at night.
Right.
And Sunday morning, and again, and so on and so on. And Monday morning, they go to school. They're expected to be in class at 8 o'clock. And they're supposed to pay attention to the
teacher. With their homework done.
Yeah, with their homework done. So I'm going to just challenge the few of you that might consider this. Pray and fast Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And go to work Monday and see what God's telling you about how you might be able to help Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Tracy Rodden is a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids. She's in studio. We'll have her to the top of the hour, so stay with us. Lots more from Tracy coming up. We'll be right back.
Here is Skip Hightech.
Some people just live to be affirmed by people. Pat me on the back. Tell me I'm nice. Tell me I look good. I need that all the time. I need that.
This is a hot spot.
God knows just the right time to raise you up, to lift you up.
Hotspot.
Here's the grand point. Trust God enough with your life that you don't live for people's affirmation, but you wait for God's exaltation. If God the Father in due time exalted Jesus and has stated the principle over and over again five times in the New Testament, he will exalt the humble, then he'll exalt you.
You can hear Skip teach each weekday on Pray.com and their app.
So following Jesus will cost you sacrifice and service, but following Jesus in obedience and humility also pays. God will reward humility and it will bring unity. When you and I look out for other people's interests, it makes a dramatic impact.
Get up and lay it down. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Legendary NBA coach Phil Jackson once said, life like basketball is messy and unpredictable. It has its way with you no matter how hard you try to control it. When moments or even seasons like this hit, they can overwhelm you and cause you to lose sleep. So when you're tossing and turning and replaying the difficulty that you're facing in your mind, get up and lay it down. That's right. Get out of bed, get on your face, and ask God to hear your prayer. Tell him your worries, lay it at his feet, and thank him for hearing you. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So after you've gotten up and laid it down, Go to bed and enjoy your rest. You'll be amazed at how good you sleep. Remember this promise today. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. That's 1 Peter 5:7.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
From the KLYT broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com. We are in studio with Tracy Rodden. She is a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids. They have their Find Out How You Can Feed New Mexico Kids event coming up October 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m. And I gave their general website, feednmkids.com, which is a great place for you to go, make a donation. Right. We're going to talk about how you can donate food at a couple different churches and stuff. But the website to actually buy tickets for the event is a little different.
It's a little different. It's actually, if you go to bit.ly/NMKSRSVP, then you can buy tickets. But also, we're going to have this on our social media as well, on Instagram, on Feed New Mexico Kids. We have an Instagram, and you can actually register from the social media site.
Okay, I have no idea how to get on Instagram. Tell us how to do that.
Okay. Well, if you have Instagram, you just go to the search on your Instagram and type in Feed New Mexico Kids, and it'll take you to the Feed New Mexico Kids Instagram.
And then there'll be a link to buy tickets.
There's a link, yeah.
Okay. And again, the tickets are really just part of the fundraiser, just to fund, meals. Here's something Holly told us, $19. If you can give $19, and we'd really love that if that was happening every month.
Sure.
But $19 provides a snack pack every week.
Yeah.
For a whole month. So they're $4 or and change.
I think it's less than $4. I think we figured it was like $3.83, something like that.
But again, very, very good efficiencies. Oh yeah. When you talk about, and hey, there is absolutely nothing wrong with people enjoying coffee.
Yeah.
It's fun to fellowship and talk, but skipping one, and I got to say something to you, and my daughters are not going to be happy with me, but they don't just have a Starbucks every day.
Right.
They have three.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Skip one of those.
It's a little bit of a habit for sure. Or even, you know, if they don't go to Starbucks, you know, we all have those fancy coffee machines and we're investing in something that we could probably give up and still be fine.
And there's other things too. I mean, you name it. There's a way to come up with, say, let's call it $5 a week to help Feed New Mexico Kids, because the impact is going to be really significant.
So what I've noticed too in terms of that is, let's say you're a real estate agent and you work in an office with other agents, and you know, you want to serve the community. The community has given something to you. You know, you want to give back and you don't know where to start. You could have your whole team go in and you would schedule a time to pack. And you can go in as a team to pack, and we could call that, you know, staff building day or enrichment day, or I don't know, call it what you want. But instead of going to an arcade place and spending hundreds of dollars playing video games to try to bond as a team, I would rather do this.
Yeah. Tracy, I'm going to ask you something, because you've been involved in Christian ministry. You've been involved in telling people about Jesus.
30 years.
So you're involved with a ministry now that is not overtly putting Jesus in front of people's face,
right?
But is absolutely making Jesus known through the ministry.
Right. Well, when you serve, for believers, that was the reason we really looked to Christ. One of the biggest reasons, He came to earth to serve us. He gave up everything to serve us, and He set the example. So as believers, we want to also set that example to be His hands and feet. He asks us to do that. And even if you're not a believer, you know in your heart that you want to help, but you just don't know where to start, right? Mm-hmm. And so starting here is a beautiful way. And one of the things that we do have with the snack packs is we have volunteers that make these little 3x5 cards, and they write on them little encouraging messages like, have a great day, or you're awesome. And a child is reading that. A child who maybe doesn't have the ideal situation at home, or doesn't have, you know, they're from a broken family or whatever, they're reading that encouragement. And that's a way that we can say to the world, we want to encourage you without preaching, I guess.
Yeah.
Is a way to say it.
Well, and there's absolutely no problem with sharing the truth, but
right.
you're doing something really interesting, and I know that this has all been prayerfully and thoughtfully considered. One of your partners is the Albuquerque Public Schools. You've mentioned mm-hmm. Valencia Public Schools mm-hmm. and other
Rio Rancho.
And again, would love to have Las Cruces schools involved.
Yeah.
You'd love to have Portales schools and in any city in New Mexico.
Yes.
Because you'll actually show them how to do this.
Right.
And it's not a money-making thing. It's a take care of your kids thing.
And here's the reason that that's important. I would love, you know, to come and help these other cities figure out how to serve in their community by feeding kids. Because when you live in that community, you understand that community. You know, just having us go in, we don't understand the community or where the needs are. And it's probably not going to be as effective as somebody who is actually living in that community. Mm-hmm. So you know the community, you're serving the community, and we're just going to help you get it started and walk away. We're not going to manage it or, you know, boss you.
Well, I'm going to say this because I know Holly well.
Yeah.
Holly's a coach, man.
Yeah.
She's going to say, look, we put this together. We know how it works.
Yeah.
Rather than you trying to reinvent the wheel.
And who wants to reinvent the wheel? I don't have time for that.
No. But not exhausting. Only that, but Holly has established a pattern of credibility.
Yeah.
An integrity, if you will.
Yeah.
With the, I'm going to call it the secular community, the mm-hmm. government, mm-hmm. where they trust what is being done by Tracy Rodden mm-hmm. and Holly Slade and mm-hmm. and other people in the organization. They trust it because you've earned the right to be heard.
Right.
So if you're Feed New Mexico Kids, you're going to get a recommendation. If you're in the Las Cruces Public Schools and you have a Feed New Mexico Kids organization, they know you have some accountability with a group of people that are really interested in just taking care of kids and the efficiencies and getting the food distributed. And, you know, there's things that you have to do to deal with the schools. You got to have some background checks and some other things if you're going to be on campuses.
Right.
Well, you know, Feed New Mexico Kids will coach you through that whole thing.
And usually this comes up too is, you know, we do have things in the snack pack like peanuts. Right. And we know that some children are allergic. But what happens when we go through the schools is we have a liaison who can identify a child that might have an allergy. And so it's not just randomly giving kids whatever food, mm-hmm. you know. So there is an accountability there. I remember reading a card from a mom thanking us. And she said, you know, thank you so much for the snack packs that you give my daughter. We live in a motel and we don't have a refrigerator or a microwave. And so this is our dinner. Mm. And the daughter shares it with the mom. Mm. I mean, imagine what would you do? If you didn't have the access.
You said it earlier. It's hard for us who have not been in this position mm-hmm. to understand that struggle.
Yeah.
And it is real and it is solvable.
Yeah.
You said something that was really fascinating in our first segment. You said that let's take 130,000 children that are food insecure. What mm-hmm. kind of people do we want them to grow up to be?
Right. Right.
It would be neat for them to grow up to be thankful for God using other Christians to love them and take care of them. And then mm-hmm. they may replicate that.
Well, everything in life is the art of duplication.
Yeah.
Right? As a parent, you're a parent, I'm a parent. you know, when our kids got old enough, we told them, you know, this is how you do the laundry.
Yeah.
My children are grown and married and they know how to do laundry. I don't go over to the house and do it for them. So we want to duplicate the positive as much as we possibly can. A child who's hungry is more likely to not attend school on a regular basis, to not go on to be educated well. You know, myself as a hungry child, because of financial issues, we moved probably every 3 or 4 weeks. I don't even know how many different schools I was involved in. It took me a long time after I left that environment to catch up on my education. It took a long time. I think I didn't even learn how to read time till I was 13. You know, so you absolutely, a child who's hungry right now can be taught and helped and encouraged, and they need to do that through food. And that's really the tip of the iceberg. We've seen cases of, you know, having to get CYFD involved because we identify the child as hungry, but then there's a deeper issue there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not fool ourselves that if we just gave them a snack pack, we are going to fix their life.
I'm so thankful because I've been involved in the church community.
Mm-hmm.
We were involved in Hope Christian School. I was raised in the public schools, and there at that time was really a community. I can remember other parents and things assisting my parents assisting them, and mm-hmm. we were raising our kids together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the community that you're establishing mm-hmm. through Feed New Mexico Kids, is you're bringing other people in, churches, businesses, and there's ways for everybody to be involved. If you are a business and you'd like to help underwrite some food for kids, go to feednmkids.com and you can make donations directly there. There's also a food drive. We haven't talked about Thanksgiving, but we have Thanksgiving coming up. And one of the projects that Feed New Mexico Kids does is they put together some frozen Thanksgiving meals that parents can just stick in the oven and cook. And cooperation with the Albuquerque Public Schools, that's cool. That could be done in every city in the state.
Yeah, it's easily duplicatable.
Yeah, really good stuff. Tracy Rodden is a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids, and she's going to spend one more segment with us. I don't want to politicize things, but I do want to make you aware, too, of another thing coming up on October 7th. John Tamney is going to be speaking with the New Mexico Business Coalition. And this is a coalition that has been established to bring businesses together. It's particularly pointed to be a benefit to us as a community because as a nonprofit, they're helping businesses recover from COVID. I am encouraging you as a voter to come out on October 7th. There's a little cost to the event. It'll be held at the Revel Entertainment Center in Albuquerque, October 7th from 5:30 to 7:30. The money just helps them to offset the cost of their nonprofit putting together this dinner. There's going to be a dueling piano show right after John Tamney. John Tamney, just to give you an example, is a Forbes editor. He's an author with Popular Economics, and he's going to talk about how we can support local business and how we need our state to bring more business into the state.
Yes, please.
And I have to say that that's also going to help feed children.
It is.
It just is. So it all kind of knits together. We hope everybody will stay with us. I'm going to have another segment here with Tracy Rodden. So we'll be right back after these messages.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
I love the story in Acts 16 of Paul sharing the gospel for the first time in Europe. And this woman named Lydia gets saved and gives her heart to Jesus. It's a fascinating story because prior to it, Paul had been trying to preach in Asia, but God wouldn't let him do it. Instead, he sent Paul to Europe. But the fascinating thing is, when Lydia, in Europe, gives her life to Jesus, Paul discovers she actually is Asian. She's from Thyatira, the place where Paul had been trying to get to Asia. So God redirected Paul saying no to Asia to get him to Europe to reach someone from Asia. That God's rejection in a season is not him necessarily saying no forever. Just trust him and be faithful wherever you are and believe that leaving the results to him will in the end lead to a situation that brings him glory.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilesko.com.
I'm Pastor Scott Tom, host of the Bible Answer program, No Other Doctrine. We have a college to train you for ministry. You can train at ccfcollege.com, but every 2 years, I personally train up 50 men. It is low cost and only one night a week. It starts in August. Men, get more info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org or call 990-7588.
The Old Testament. Irrelevant? This is Ken Ham, a publisher of the award-winning family magazine called Answers. This week we're looking at the six passages in the Bible that address homosexual behavior. Now, some Christians, disrespectfully, call these clobber passages used against LGBT people. But Scripture doesn't clobber anyone. It speaks the truth they need. And it clearly condemns homosexual acts. Twice in Leviticus we're told a man shall not lie with a man. But are these verses relevant since they're in the Old Testament? Well, yes. You see, marriage and sexuality are grounded in creation, not the law. And Leviticus specifically says God judged Gentile nations because of their homosexual behavior. Instead of seeking temporary pleasure, we must believe God's word.
What does the Bible teach about gender, marriage, and sexuality? Get answers from God's word at AnswersRadio.com. Discover the hope of the gospel for all at AnswersRadio.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect with Tracy Rodden. She's a businesswoman, a mom, and a wife, and she has time to pack snack packs for children and plan a neat event coming up in October. Tell us about that one more time.
Yes, so we want to raise awareness for children who are hungry in New Mexico, and we have an event on October 22nd on the Calvary Church West Side from 7 to 9. The address is actually 6051 Winter Haven Road, in Albuquerque. We're going to have special guest speakers. We're going to have an amazing documentary by Sarah Canafani and Luminance Pictures. We're going to have a special speaker, Dr. Coyle, pediatrician here in Albuquerque. Holly Slade will be speaking, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. And a special guest we'll have the Kipsies playing live music. That's always beautiful. And Sopo Roasting will be providing for us. So it's Friday night. You won't fall asleep. It's a great date night, I think.
Yeah.
It's a great gift. Pick up a couple tickets for you and a person. You can go to get the tickets, you're going to go to bit.ly/NMMKRSVP. Tickets are $25 a person. All the tickets that are purchased, the money goes to buy more food to feed more kids. And I like to say, don't wait. Like, you know, one of the roughest things I think, I'm just going to say in a marriage, is, you know, you've been married long enough, you want to go on a date night, and typically I'm saying to my husband, I want to go on a date night, and he tells me to plan it, but I want him to plan it.
Yeah.
Right? So if he was to say, hey, I bought tickets to this thing that we're going to watch a documentary and find out how to feed kids in New Mexico, that makes me happy. I kind of dress up a tiny bit.
Okay, let me do this.
Okay.
I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Guys, plan a date night.
Plan a date night.
With your wife to go hear about how you can help feed New Mexico kids and being in a ministry.
Invest
with
your
family.
Community.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not just you and your wife.
Yeah.
It's your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids could be involved.
Yeah.
I remember having my kids put a check or cash mm-hmm. in the offering box,
yeah.
in the agape box at Calvary. And that was an exercise that they enjoyed doing. They wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that creates some habits that are really good.
Oh, no. My children, I was a tyrant as a mom. And I said, you have to do two things. You have to be in service, in a church service, and pick a ministry to serve in. Mm-hmm. You have to do those two things. And it's really paid off. They all are in ministry now. Mm. So we're giving back to the community constantly. And, you know, here's the thing. People that serve are less likely to be depressed. So just coming out of 2020, you know, I hate to say the C word, but you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. That era of 2020. It's still kind of lingering. And we've been sitting at home watching depressing things
yes.
on TV. And I can't do anything about what I'm seeing on TV. There's really nothing I can do. You know, I voted, I did my patriotic duty, but now I'm just watching misery. But I can do something in my community. And when I serve, I feel better. I'm getting outside. I'm serving someone else. You know, when we have servants, we typically feed them. We fellowship with other people. We make friends. And your serotonin levels go up when you're not thinking about yourself all the time, yeah. Which is a big cause of depression, you know? So get out there and help and do something about it.
And ladies and gentlemen, those of us that live in the land of manana,
yeah.
Do it right now. Go buy some tickets today. And here's, there's several reasons why. One, it'll help Tracy with her planning.
Yes. Please.
You're putting together a bunch of stuff for people to come out to the event. Again, the event is the 22nd.
It's been a 6-month process, really, of planning. So.
But if you have people that register now, you'll know how much coffee, how many cookies, you'll know how to print up materials for them.
Yep.
Maybe even save you some money in the long run.
Yep.
So you don't overdo it. But it's all part of, hey, if God's speaking to you, you said this early in the first segment, when God speaks to you,
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he always has your best intentions at heart, right? He wants the best for you. And the best for you is to show and shine light on other people.
I am especially interested and attracted and committed to this project because it is a problem we can solve.
Yeah.
I've had some people tell me, mess up the adage, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. They say, I can see the tunnel at the end of the light.
Mm.
The truth is that you can see the solution.
Yeah.
And if we just come together as a community, and here's the even cooler thing. Not only is the Christian community involved in this, you got a whole bunch of other organizations. You've got government organizations.
Yes.
The school systems are fired up about this because they see how productive it is. You could go to the Las Cruces school system right now and say, I'd like for you to meet with some people from Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yes.
They've trained us how to do this, and I'm just telling you, they'd be working with you. I know God's telling me right now they would want to work with you because – there's so much of a track record there now. They could see how it works.
Yeah. And I, you know, you said it earlier. I have my own business. I'm a mom. I'm married. I volunteer, not just in this ministry, but in another ministry. And if, you know, I don't want to have to figure it out. I just want it to be a ministry in a box, kind of, right? Mm-hmm. It's already done. Holly's already done the hard part. She's done the research and the legwork and getting out into the community and figuring out exactly what we can put in the snack pack that best benefits a 5-year-old child and older. So get your ministry in a box and help somebody with that.
Did I leave out that you were also a grandmother?
Are
you?
Yes, I'm a grandmother. Yes.
See, you've got a lot of jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is a lot of ministry, Tracy.
Yeah. You know, as believers, people are watching what we're doing. They're watching what we're doing in this time that is not, you know, the most comfortable time to be in the world. And they're going to see how you act as a believer. You know, sometimes, you know, as believers, we'll crawl up in a ball and be sad about what's happening. But I'm not doing that. I'm going to keep moving forward. God says, you know, keep working until the day I come. Don't wait. Mm-hmm. Just keep moving forward. So.
On our station, we have a pastor. He was on the first segment today, Levi Lusco.
Mm-hmm.
And he provides us fresh thoughts, which we play half a dozen to a dozen of his fresh thoughts every day. And every time I listen to Levi, I'm highly motivated.
Yeah, he's exciting.
He's in the pulpit tonight at Calvary Church, 6:30. I'm going to challenge everybody listening right now. As you're motivated to see how God's leading you, think about maybe getting involved with Feed New Mexico Kids because it helps so many people very mm-hmm. efficiently. Every dollar spent mm-hmm. is going directly to the kids.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, Is it fairly simple now? I mean, I know you have some cards where people can do the little scanner on their phone. It takes them right to buying tickets.
The QR code.
The QR code. And if you just need information, send Tracy the ministry an email through feednmkids.com. If you can't figure out how to buy tickets, at least communicate with somebody. Find out. Call me at the station if you want to, or email me. That might be faster.
Yeah.
Jim@abqconnect.online, and I'll send you back a little link that you can click on to buy your tickets.
Yep.
Really, really a critical thing.
And it's a big deal, and you can tell people you're actually part of helping New Mexico in a positive way.
Yeah, and I didn't want to leave without reiterating that you're also doing a food drive. There's always a need for food.
Yeah.
The kids are, you know, and some of the kids don't have food on the weekends. Think about Thanksgiving coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have turkey and ham and other...
Too much.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have too much. We know.
But there's ways that Feed New Mexico Kids is providing for a family of four a beautiful Thanksgiving meal that's really easy for them to cook and have. And even the Albuquerque Public Schools kitchen is helping put that all together.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make sure we can do whatever we have to do. So at the end of the night, we put our head on the pillow and close our eyes. We can say to the Lord and to ourselves, I did as much as I possibly could do.
Yeah. And it's not going to bankrupt you. It's not going to hurt you financially. You might drink one less cup of coffee a day.
Less McDonald's meal, which is not going to kill you either if you don't have it.
And I want to go back to what I said earlier. If you really want to understand what a young, let's think about a five-year-old. A five-year-old is going to go home on Friday night after school. And everybody else is thinking, oh, it's the weekend, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that five-year-old's going to think that they're not going to eat until Monday when they come into school.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking, and I would just challenge you, if you're interested, think about fasting for 2 days. Go to work Monday and tell me how you feel. And you might be motivated to be involved in a ministry that Jesus is leading you to.
That's right. Change our state one child at a time.
Amen. Thank you, Tracy, for spending time with us today.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.